The following is a lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on March 26, 1986 in Sridham, Mayapur. The class was given on the occasion of the 500th anniversary of Gautami.
My dear sir, it appears that the influence of your great spiritual knowledge is hidden. Factually, you are bereft of all material association and fully absorbed in the thought of the Supreme. Consequently, you are unlimitedly advanced in spiritual knowledge. Please tell me why you are wandering around like a dullard. O great saintly person, proved by the yogic process, but it's not possible for us to understand what you have said. Therefore, kindly explain it. In Canto 5 of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the chapter entitled Maharaj Rahugana Meets Jarabharata. It's a very important purport with many essential points. Srila Prabhupada states how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the benefit of the souls of this Kali Yuga, has given us a very nice instrument chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the beginning of spiritual life, if we give many instructions to the people, they become sometimes bewildered. They cannot assimilate. So sometimes they also reject. When we ask people to chant Hare Krishna, by chanting automatically their consciousness becomes purified, and by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, they're able to get an understanding of the Krishna conscious philosophy. By Prabhupada's mercy, I've been blessed with a general 90% areas where the people are very pious. And if you ask them to chant Hare Krishna, they'll do it. If it's presented properly, somehow if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blesses them, they're relatively able to chant Hare Krishna quite easily. But in many of the places, they're not able to understand the philosophy. So for this 500th anniversary, for the past 2-3 years, I've been telling people I'm trying to reach 1 crore or 10 million people to agree to chant at least 10 minutes a day Hare Krishna. About over 100,000 be able to sign up. And of course Padajatra and others have also continued this program, signing people up with a card called the Samskar Patra, promising to chant at least 108 times Hare Krishna. In effect, we've seen just by asking people to chant, it's unbelievable. Simply by chanting, countless people have given their they've stated how by chanting It has completely changed their lives. I forget what you call it when taking their testimony to the miracle that chanting the holy name has done to their lives. I challenge people to chant the holy name, and that if it doesn't, I guarantee that it will have an effect. No one has come back to collect on their guarantee yet. So we heard how, we know that how Srila Prabhupada came to the West, and he simply encouraged everyone to chant the holy name of Krishna. At that time, people didn't know how many rules and regulations the Krishna conscious movement had. Somehow or another, they chanted Hare Krishna, feasted on Krishna prasadam, danced in ecstasy, and countless people took shelter of the movement. Now, the present generation is already a little wise in the West. They know that the Hare Krishna movement is very strict, so sometimes they're wary about chanting. But we find that somehow or another, if you can get someone to chant, they don't experience any difficulty at all in practicing Krishna consciousness. So I see it that the whole purpose for distributing Srila Prabhupada's books is to encourage people to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra and to give them the spiritual understanding so that they can continue. Whenever we'd go to a public lecture with Srila Prabhupada, he would always have us chant the Sankirtan first. He said the people have got no intelligence to understand spiritual knowledge. But by chanting, you'll give them that intelligence. Then if you speak, it can enter into their heart. So, the chanting of Hare Krishna, which devotees are doing every day, regularly, we are trying to encourage the mass of people to also do that so that they can gradually also become pure devotees. But I met one person. He came to me. He said he's been chanting Hare Krishna for 26 years, but he got no bliss. So I told him, you chant the Panchatattva mantra before chanting Hare Krishna. So he started chanting 108 times Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Then he chanted Hare Krishna. He came back to me in tears a month later when I saw him and said, you're giving me the greatest secret. Now I'm feeling unlimited happiness by chanting Hare Krishna. Yeah. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna, but he's the most merciful form of Lord Krishna. States in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that we can chant the holy name of Krishna even for many kalpas, for many millions of days of Brahma, what to speak of lives. And still, not get pure love for Krishna if we are committing offenses to the holy name. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful that he doesn't accept any offense. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful. Srila Prabhupada used to tell us that no one can appreciate fully the extent, magnitude of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Radha Krishna worship is Madhurya Rasa. Jagannath worship is in Dwarkadish worship, is in Aishwarya. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worship is in Audhurja. That means the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood is one of simply giving out the mercy. Therefore, who is there in this world that is not a candidate for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy? Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, by chanting these holy names, even the most sinful person can get delivered, get the highest benediction. In India, people like to see miracles. There are many bogus avatars, so-called avatars, so-called siddha purushas, who are able to perform some magical tricks. So people accept them to be some form of incarnation of Godhead, if they can produce a seeker watch, if they can produce some rasgulla. Many newspaper men have challenged them that why don't you give us a few $1 million diamond, something useful, which you cannot ordinarily get. This they're not even able to do. The people used to ask Prabhupada, can you show us a miracle? And this is the miracle, that in this Kali Yuga, where the environment is all-pervasive sense gratification, everywhere people are simply absorbed in bodily consciousness and trying to expand the sensual activities. But in spite of that, some, by practicing this process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna consciousness process, they're able to become immune from that pollution of Kali Yuga, and there they become Krishna conscious. That is the miracle. Actually, we should understand how much a miracle it is. Sometimes we underrate the actual potency of the holy name, the process of Krishna consciousness. So many devotees ask, why is it that someone has difficulty? The Prabhupada said that the real question should be, how is it that even one person can remain aloof from Maya by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra? That actually, that is the miracle. And that not one, but thousands, and tens of thousands, and millions of people, by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name, are becoming purified in this Kali Yuga. That is a real revolution against the sinful nature of this age. So actually, I was present one time when Srila Prabhupada received a letter, or maybe I heard about it firsthand. He had received a letter. He told me later also about it. How two devotees wrote to him that we are reading your books, we are aspiring to be your disciples, we are chanting Hare Krishna in our homes, and we're trying to follow your four principles. We're trying to follow the principle of no illicit sex, but being husband and wife, sometimes we make a mistake. We are not able to control ourselves, and we feel very ashamed, and we want to become absorbed in Krishna consciousness and transcend this. We are trying to observe the principle of no intoxication, but all our friends tell us to take marijuana, and so sometimes we are not able to say no, and we fall down. But we are disgusted with this, and we realize that Krishna consciousness is the only happiness. So please bless us, that we can one day become qualified to become your disciple. The letter was much longer, more detailed. So when Prabhupada was reading the letter, he started to cry. He was in Bombay, and for days he was telling the life members, just see how they're struggling with Maya. Actually, preaching in India many times, we preach to people, they say, I can follow your principles. No meat, no eggs, no onion, no garlic. You notice one was missing. They said, but no fish. That's very difficult. So, like that, in different parts of the world, there are different mayas which are more prominent. Maybe in Bengal it's fish. Maybe in the West it's sex. Maybe in some other place it's intoxication. Maybe in some places it's everything. But Srila Prabhupada, he was telling all the Indian gentlemen, this is what is glorious. Because these people are struggling, they're fighting with Maya. Just see how they're trying, how they're going through such a struggle in order to overcome the influence of Maya. So this is glorious. So whether we're in the beginning stage, struggling just to follow the four principles, which at any stage may attack us, or whether we have subtle mayas that we have to struggle with, the different upasakas or weeds of devotional service, nishidachar, kutinati, jiva hingsha, lab puja pratishtadi jata upasaka gan. Whether it's breaking the principles or duplicitous activity, or whether simply being inimical to other living entities, or whether it's a desire for position or worship or profit or any of the other different weeds. What's glorious is when we are struggling against those things. And we are all one. Prabhupada used to say Krishna's army, one big family. But here, in a sense, we're stranded. We're here in this ocean of material energy, of birth and death, old age disease, of all kinds of Maya. Maya is trying her best to pull us away and engage us back into material sense activities. So Srila Prabhupada was so concerned. He said, it's so hard to make one devotee that we don't want to lose any of those that we have. That all of the devotees in this great struggle, competition against Maya, for all of us. It's a horrible thing to see even one devotee having difficulty with Maya, having any form of attack. If the attack is simply some sinful activity, then the devotees, they try their best to bring up that person back again to the pure standard of spiritual life. However, if someone renounces the spiritual master or offends the disciplic succession, of course, then only do we avoid such persons. But for sinful activity, we should never think that there's no hope. If we correct ourselves, if we engage sincerely, by Chaitanya's mercy, there's no one who cannot achieve complete perfection. Otherwise, where is the hope? In the 11th canto Bhagavatam, Jiva Goswami explains that in this Kali Yuga, the atmosphere is so polluted with materialistic environment that even a Mahabhagavat devotee cannot remain unaffected. Some degree of effect will be there. So then where is the hope? Our only hope is the mercy of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. So, Prabhupada said there's a difference between ordinary people and saintly people. Actually, Prabhupada, when he gave us this Krishna conscious movement, he gave us a special boat that we can cross over this ocean of material energy. He personally was the Karnadhara guiding the ship. He's left his books, our guide for all spiritual masters to come, so that we can chart our course through the very dangerous ocean of Maya. I was reminded that how the Yadu dynasty was so powerful that no one could have stopped them or controlled them. But when Krishna wanted to take them back with him to the spiritual world, to wind up their activities here, there was no way to neutralize them except by them fighting with each other. Otherwise, there was no one powerful enough to destroy or to wind up the Jadu dynasty. So this Krishna conscious movement is so powerful. Srila Prabhupada said there's no outside force which can stop the progress of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. The Sankirtan movement couldn't be stopped by the Chankaji, couldn't be stopped by Ramchandra Khan, couldn't be stopped by various ministers of the Hussein Shah, or by anyone. Neither can it be stopped by inimical governments or by unfavorable press or by envious karmis. But Srila Prabhupada warned us that we should be very careful not to misdirect our energy to conflict amongst the devotees. but to direct all of our energy towards preaching Krishna consciousness and delivering all of the people. This year is an amazing year. Over 50 years, the Gaudiya Math, the Chaitanya Mission, has been fighting court cases. Some of those court cases are still going on. They are not yet resolved after 50 years. Who is the Acharya? And recently another court case was there where one temple was divided into three groups and one devotee had his head cut off. He didn't die. Head stuck on by the, what do you call that? Not jugular vein and the tube, vocal tube. Sophocus, whatever. Windpipe, as we say. Now, those groups, somehow, they got together. And they're working cooperatively. This year, for preparing for the 500th anniversary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all of the temples here in the Mayapur Island formed together in a birthplace society. And we requested the government, who was about to do nothing, to put streetlights, to build shelter for the devotees coming here, and to make other arrangements, because so many pilgrims would come. And all of the temples unanimously, repeatedly requested that a representative of Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada should be the chairman, because he was the one who had done the most for expanding Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement and glorifying Sri Mayapur Dham. So it's the first time since Prabhupada, when he came back from the West, one of the first things he did, you know, he wanted to always work with his godbrothers. But he was such a dynamic preacher that they would not allow him. They requested that, you kindly, why don't you make your own movement, because everyone is being attracted to you, so better you make your own movement. He never wanted to. In fact, before he came to Mayapur to buy our own land, he had me come, other sannyasis go, and approach the existing temples here to request to use their guest house, that we'll bring all the devotees there. But they said it was filled up. No room. So I said, what can we do? We have to have our own place. When he built this Mayapur, even before building this, he called all of his godbrothers and godnephews, and he requested that, now I've come from the West, we have so many Krishna conscious centers all over the world, let us work cooperatively together to spread the mission of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Lord Chaitanya. That picture he asked to have painted, we have here, 12 feet by 8 feet, huge picture of all the various godbrothers and godnephews that were present who he requested. Unfortunately, they didn't accept his invitation at that. So we know that Prabhupada would be very happy, because 7 days before leaving this planet, he formed a Bhaktivedanta Swami Charity Trust. And he said one of the specific purposes was to unite the Gaudiya devotees of Lord Chaitanya, and especially to try to unite the Saraswat family. So this year, all of the descendants of Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur on this island are working cooperatively together. They've all come here for meetings. We've gone to different centers. We took our parikrama to some of their temples. They brought their parikramas here. We know that Srila Prabhupada would be quite pleased. He'd be very happy to see this cooperative effort. And they requesting that, some of them are saying, why don't we have a GBC for all the Gaudiya Sampradaya? So, the whole world is looking for a solution. At the Bombay, very nicely organized Congress of SIAD for the synthesis of science and religion, it was very encouraging to hear one British physicist state that he considered that India's greatest contribution, although they were contributing no doubt to the technological advances in the West, but in many cases, probably, they were gaining more than what they were contributing in that field. But he felt that they had the greatest thing to offer the rest of the world by becoming the spiritual, providing the spiritual leadership for the rest of the world, because he saw that only the Vedic understanding offered such a wonderful universal solution for synthesizing science, religion, for leading the world out of its present malaise of various difficulties. So I wonder where that kind of statement came from. We've heard Prabhupada say again and again here in India, the story about Antha Pangu, the lame and the blind man. Here we heard it from a British physicist, maybe in slightly different words, I wasn't able to say it exactly, but it was almost verbatim Prabhupada's understanding. But coming from a British physicist who wasn't a devotee of ISKCON, renowned physicist. So, Prabhupada's understanding is actually spreading. We saw there that the scientific community who came, they're deeply affected by Prabhupada's teaching. I think we should thank Bhakti Sarup Damodar Maharaj for organizing, on occasion of this 500th anniversary, that wonderful scientific congress, which was done totally through local funding, well, not totally, but largely through local funding in Bombay. So, people are putting the pressure. What is the solution? Nuclear war, everyone is afraid. United Nations, nobody has any hope that is going to give a solution, even their own members. Actually, Krishna consciousness is the only hope. But if you read the Mahabharata, just as Shakuni was very expert in creating various conflicts between the various members of the Kuru and Pandava dynasties, this is known as Kutinati. Maya is very expert at trying to create division. And Kali Yuga means the age of division. Everything should be divided. So this Krishna consciousness movement is unity in diversity. We can never stop, nor do we want to, the individuality or the diversity. If we try to stifle that, it will become impersonalist. At the same time, within that unlimited diversity, that each soul is an individual entity having an individual relationship with Guru and Krishna, we have simultaneously unity. And in the Vedas it says, Kalo Sangha Shakti. In the Kali Yuga, the only strength is through collective association, through Sangha, through unity. The more that we can be united in spreading Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, the more difficult it will be for Kali Yuga to stand. Therefore, Kali Yuga, first objective is to create division, dissension, quarrel, and so on. Apparently, Prabhupada said one of the things he was concerned about was that his devotees would fight amongst each other. He said Bhakti Siddhanta's disciples never fought until after he left. He said, but you Western devotees, you're always fighting even in my presence. So please don't fight. Philosophically, we all have our responsibilities to preach, to purify. The objective is to create a deeper Vaishnava relationship, to appreciate any devotee from the most neophyte stage up who is trying to struggle to become Krishna conscious. As long as someone is trying to struggle to give their energy to Srila Prabhupada, we want to encourage them. Because every bit of energy is needed. Prabhupada said that Krishna is very, Lord Chaitanya can make the whole world Krishna conscious simply by his desire. He said, I am not so powerful. I need so much help. We need every bit of energy we can get. If we see someone is not trying, then they're in trouble. And we have to help them to try. And if they won't try, then what can we do? But if someone is trying to be Krishna conscious, if someone is trying to overcome the influence of this vicious age, all glories to that person. So actually, this Krishna conscious movement is so blissful. When we are in the festivals, we are so overjoyed. But at the same time, it's not simply a game. This is for real. This is life and death, eternal life, eternal baddha jivan. As it states, that if we're able to remember Narayana Antasmriti, Krishna at the end of our lives, we're perfect. And if we are not able to leave this body in Krishna consciousness, then again we have to come back. So it's very serious business. But by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, there's never a point where we need to become completely hopeless. There's always a hope for us. And Prabhupada said, if somehow or another a person is simply able to follow chanting 16 rounds a day, the four principles, they're guaranteed to go back to Godhead. What spiritual leader has given such a broad promise? So therefore, we have with great conviction, this confidence that anyone, people say no one should. The Vedas say you cannot be a spiritual leader of any type unless you're able to deliver your follower from birth and death. So we know that simply if a person is following these instructions of Srila Prabhupada, when they leave their body, they're going to go back to Godhead. Somehow or another, you have to keep everyone in the race. Of course, Prabhupada said, some will fall. The birds are flying. In a battle, there are casualties. If one bird stops to fly, what can you do? You can't carry for him. We can only encourage. We can only try to give strength to that soul. This was the great strength we got from Srila Prabhupada. That he never stopped to encourage us to be Krishna conscious. There was never a point when he said, as long as we came to him, Prabhupada, I want to be Krishna conscious, I want to follow you, please help me. There was never a point where he said that, no, you're hopeless. He would always encourage, yes, you try, you do this, you do that. He always gave us a way how we could purify ourselves. So that is what we are needing from the association of Vaishnavas in this time of separation from Srila Prabhupada. The positive encouragement for everyone to continually expand and improve in all directions. The preaching, the book distribution, the purity of the Krishna conscious movement. Free from all material qualities, whether tamas, rajas, or sattva. So, this occasion, I'd just like to read the first six verses from the Chaitanya Charitamrita to let us meditate on Lord Chaitanya's 500th anniversary appearance day, some of the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vande Guru Nisha Bhaktan Ishang Ishavatarakan Tat Prakashang Statat Chakti Krishna Chaitanya Sangyakam. Translation. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual masters, the devotees of the Lord, the Lord's incarnations, His plenary portions, His energies, and the primeval Lord Himself, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. These are the six tattvas. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gauradaye Pushpavanto Chitrao Sandhau Tamonudau. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are like the sun and the moon. They have arisen simultaneously on the horizon of Gauda to dissipate the darkness of ignorance and thus wonderfully bestow benediction upon all. Actually, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, Adyapiha, that's Chaitanya Bhagavad, Adyapiha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nama Jeloi Asru Apremasru Tarhoya Udoi. It's not exactly, but anyone today who chants the name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he immediately feels transcendental ecstasy coming. So I've asked millions of thousands of people, did you want proof about the Krishna consciousness effectiveness or about the whether Lord Chaitanya is still present with us? So I say, everyone chant, Itai go premanandi hari hari vo! Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So those who are feeling happy and chanting this mantra, raise your hand. Then everyone raises their hand. So I said, this is the proof. Even today when you chant the name of Lord Chaitanya, you're feeling spiritual ecstasy. In the Satya Yuga, they would do asamed, take an old horse by mantra, bring back to life. So now we test the mantra. If you chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, you chant Hare Krishna, Maha Mantra, you feel spiritual happiness. And it's a very simple test. But anyone who takes this simple test, they see that, yes. Therefore, this chanting, Lord Chaitanya is still present even today. And this chanting is fully effective. So Lord Nityananda, Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya, they come here in Mayapur Dham, Lord Chaitanya rose in Gauda Desh Nityananda. And from here Prabhupada said the whole world should be flooded. He said that Mayapur sometimes has a flood. This year there was a minor flood. Year before this year, the flood came up and touched the lotus feet of Radha Madhav, went down. Now we're seeing that the Ganges is coming closer. The Prabhupada said in his Chaitanya Charitamrita purports that they're flooded in Mayapur because this is this signifies that Lord Chaitanya wants that the Sankirtan movement should be preached more vigorously to flood the entire world from Sri Mayapur Dham. Some people say there are other priorities, but Srila Prabhupada used to tell us that an idle mind is a devil's workshop. We heard from Tamalakrishna Goswami how he came to Prabhupada to say in Bombay he was so busy he had to do printing, GBC, temple president, he had to do construction, that he said he didn't have any time. He was totally day and night, there was just no time to hardly do anything. Prabhupada said, very good, then Maya cannot catch up with you. So we understand that Prabhupada gave us our number one priority is to spread this Krishna conscious movement, to preach it vigorously all over the world. And that automatically purifies us. If somebody is 100% absorbed in spreading Lord Chaitanya's movement, there is no greater purification. That is the greatest purification that there is, because that destroys all the offenses. When Haridas Thakur was asked how to chant the holy name offenselessly, he said, you chant it loudly. And that, because it helps others, that destroys offenses and makes the chanting more effective. So when we chant loudly through preaching, through book distribution, through various types of expanding the glories of Lord Chaitanya, this purifies our heart like nothing else. And this gives us the qualification to chant the holy name offenselessly. Sitting around and talking about it will not. But loudly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada wanted us to come together this Mayapur festival and discuss how to spread the Sankirtan movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu all over the world. When are we going to do it? We have the greatest brains in the entire world here. And if we collectively try to get the inspiration from Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya, on this very sacred occasion, we all take that unlimited strength, praying to Lord Chaitanya for his mercy, to spread this Krishna consciousness movement, then it's going to expand more and more. There should be such a fervent fire in our hearts for expanding the Krishna consciousness movement that will burn away any little impurity that remains. Prabhupada practically took the whip to us to get us out, to distribute his books, to build his temples, to expand the preaching. Now he's not there personally taking the whip to us. Somehow or another, we have to whip ourselves into action. Everyone is working very hard. But Prabhupada would always glorify us. You are doing wonderful. Thank you very much. Now double it. Actually, I was very inspired last night and I wanted to offer thanks to Tamalakrishna, His Divine Grace Tamalakrishna Goswami, for the Jagannath Priya Natakam. I think that has touched everyone's heart. Seeing how this message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna can be presented through traditional drama. It's like that. So many original ideas are coming. The Prabhupada said, take over the entire world by Lord Chaitanya's culture. Take it over by the Vedic culture. In spiritual sense, you can touch them. So by your presence, you are attracting these millions of people here to Mayapur Dham. You're attracting the people of India. They are very eager to see how the foreign devotees are preaching. And I can speak on behalf of all Indian people that they are very enlivened. They are very impressed when they see the devotees from all over the world practicing Krishna consciousness in sincerity. And we thank all of the devotees for coming here, fulfilling Srila Prabhupada's desire to make Sri Mayapur Dham the greatest pilgrimage place in the world. Hare Krishna.
Jadadaitam brahmapanishadhi tadapyasyatanubha ya atmanantarayami purusha iti sosyang sabhivava shat aishwaryai purno ya iha bhagavan sasvayam mayam na chaitanyat krishna jagati paratattvam paramiha.
What the Upanishads describe as the impersonal Brahman is but the effulgence of his body, and the Lord known as the Supersoul is but his localized plenary portion. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna himself, full with six opulences. He is the absolute truth, and no other truth is greater than or equal to him.
Anarpita charing shirat karunya avatirna kalo samarpayitamunyat unatodhjalarasang svabhakti sriyam hari puratta sundara jyutikadamba sandipita sada hidaya kandare suratu vasachinandana.
May that Lord who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant spiritual knowledge of the mellow taste of his service.
Radha Krishna Pranaya Bikritir Haladhini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmanava Vibhuvi Pura Deha Bedhanga Tau Tau Chaitanya Kyang Prakatam Madhuna Tadhvayang Chaikyam Aptang Radha Bhava Dyuti Suvalitam Naomi Krishna Sarupam.
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now, these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself.
Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mohima Kidrisho Vanaya Eva Swadyo Yenarbhuta Madhurima Kidrisho Vamadiya Saukyam Chasya Madanubhavata Kidrisham Veti Lobhat Tarabhavadya Samajani Sachi Garbha Sindhau Harindhu.
Desiring to understand the glories of Radharani's love, the wonderful qualities in him that she alone relishes through her love, and the happiness she feels when she realizes the sweetness of his love, the Supreme Lord Hari, richly endowed with her emotions, appears from the womb of Srimati Sachi Devi as the moon appears from the ocean. So, on this day, we take the opportunity of bowing down before Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and praying to him, surrendering to him. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I surrender at your lotus feet Please engage me in your devotional service. We pray to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on this very sacred day and to his associates in the disciplic succession. And this day we take this simple austerity of fasting and chanting to give us strength to spread Lord Chaitanya's movement all over the world. Now you're at your home. Srila Prabhupada said that Mayapur Dham is the home of all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, of all the preachers. That we come here to become rejuvenated, to become purified, and then we, with new vigor, we go out and spread the Krishna consciousness movement. So, I want to thank all the devotees all over the world for doing such wonderful service and spreading this Krishna consciousness movement, which year after year is increasing more and more. This year, the Consul General of USA from Calcutta, High Commissioner of England, the High Consul General of Italy and many other countries, they've come out to Mayapur. Why? Because the Krishna consciousness movement is becoming so expanded, and because the glories of Lord Chaitanya are expanding so much that they also have to come out to see what is happening. So, thank you very much for expanding the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us all work together cooperatively to expand these glories unlimitedly until the non-devotees in the world become a minority. Hare Krishna. In Mass, it's not possible, he said. I don't know. You'll have to sneak in. Any questions? We're going to have Guru Puja here for Prabhupada. So in a few minutes, they're bringing a picture. A big, you know, a full picture or Prabhupada's small deity. Any questions? Yes? Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya were simultaneously calling Lord Chaitanya to come down. Haridas Thakur was calling in Fulia. Fulia's near Shantipur. That's where the cave is where Haridas, where the python came. He was calling from there. And Advaita Gosai was calling from Shantipur by the side of the Ganges. Yes? Your relationship with Lord Chaitanya in the spiritual world states that the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, they simultaneously have a relationship with Radha and Krishna and with Lord Chaitanya. And there's two parts of Golok Vrindavan, the Seta Deep part, where the original spiritual Navadeep Dham is situated, where Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, rather, are eternally situated. There, the devotees are in male form, in general, engaging in the Sankirtan movement with Lord Chaitanya. And many of those devotees are in female form, assisting Radha Krishna in their devotional, in the Golok side, the Vrindavan side of Golok. Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Krishna. I take this as a sign from Lord Jagannath. He's asked about our preaching in Jagannath Puri. Last night, when I saw that play, I saw it the last half in Bengali 3 days ago, and last night the first half in English. We put the two together, then it gave a very deep impression to me. to see how Indradumna was ordered to build the temple for Jagannath when Jagannath, Nilamadava, he never saw. But simply on the order of his guru, he was ordered by Narada Muni, you build a temple and Jagannath will come. And Prabhupada told us, don't know all the devotees who are present when he said, I'd like to find out, but he told us in no uncertain terms that we should build a replica temple of the Jagannath Puri temple in Puri, which is a multi-million dollar project. And then go in front of the Jagannath Puri temple and chant Hare Krishna, and Jagannath will come out and go into our temple. So being weak at heart, this has been put in the back of our priorities, or being weak in pocketbook. But actually, when I saw the play yesterday, which illustrated how Indradumna had the same order, and it even took him yugas practically to do it. I mean, it took him, he went to the Brahma Loka and came back, 3 or 4 generations had gone by. And finally Jagannath came. When Prabhupada has given us this instruction, it seemed to me that Kamal Krishna Goswami was acting as this kind of a spiritual, knowing or unknowing, gato or gato, messenger to tell us how this was actually our responsibility handed down from the disciplic succession. We have to build there a very wonderful temple, and Jagannath will come and stay there with us. So, if you want to ask, yes, what is the preaching in Jagannath Puri? That's the preaching. That's what we're supposed to do. Actually, Prabhupada said, start the Puri temple immediately. 1 year. Then we said, well, Prabhupada, we have to finish the Mayapur temple first, and Bombay, and Vrindavan, and then, just like Prabhupada, when he finished this building, he said, immediately build another one. So there's so much room. No, you'll need another one. It'll be very crowded. No one could imagine how this huge building would be crowded. And now we are kicking ourselves that why didn't we immediately take Prabhupada's offer and build another long building, where now we could have facility for twice as many devotees as we do today. So similarly, for one reason or another, we failed in this regard. Prabhupada said to build his residence, we didn't build it, so now we're building his Samadhi temple. He said to build another long building, now we have to build so many. We have to have bunk beds to accommodate. He told us that we should build the Puri temple, and Jagannath will come. So that's actually our program in Jagannath Puri. So I was thinking to privately sneak up and tell Tamal Krishna Goswami my realization that I was feeling in the heart, how his play had seen to give me that message. Then I was thinking, maybe at this opportunity I'll just mention in this group. And I said, no, I shouldn't do it. Then he, out of the sky blue, says, what's our preaching in Jagannath Puri? Just when I was thinking that, I said, this is Krishna. So, in addition to that, of course, we're trying to develop dependent now on, we have some land there that has to be handed over to ISKCON, and then we can start the work on this project that Prabhupada gave us. Right now, our main preaching in Orissa is from Bhubaneswar. His Divine Grace, Gaur Govinda Maharaj, is there, and Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Swami is assisting. We're all preaching together, Namhat and other preaching. The Jagannath Puri, this specific instruction that was given, apart from that, we can have some small camps in the meantime, but that was the actual ultimate objective. Hare Krishna. Any other question? Srinandi Prabhupada has explained, this is the Mayapur Express with a two-tier sleeping berth. Reservation only. I've heard unreserved is on the roof. Unless the ticket collectors catch you. This is Yoga Maya. Mayapur means not the Maya. There's two Mayas, Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. Mayapur, because this is under the spiritual Yoga Maya. This entire place is under the protection of Lord Chaitanya's Yoga Maya. So therefore, this is known as Mayapur. His own Maya, his own spiritual potency. So when you're here, you're under Lord Chaitanya's shelter. Take advantage, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Kante Hare Krishna y sea feliz. Yes. Gopinath Swamiji. I've been ordered to tell other things which happened on the Gaur Purnima day. Actually, millions of years ago on Gaur Purnima day, Mother Ganges was coming down, and when she came to the earth on the prayer of Bhagirathi, he was Maharaj Bhagi, he was taking the Ganges. Prabhupada ki. Down. And just that when he reached Mayapur Dam, she stopped.
Can you be a little more descriptive?
All right. You know that Maharaj Bhagi, he prayed to the Ganges to come. Because all of his descendants were there, burnt to a crisp by having offended Kapila Muni at Sagar, the place known as now as Sagar Island, but the Kapila Muni's ashram. So he was trying to deliver his forefathers, so he prayed to the Ganges to come down, because if she touches their ashes, they'll be delivered. So she said that she didn't want to come because all these sinful people are going to bathe in her and just dump all their sins on her. But then he said that, but so many pure devotees will also come and bathe, and that will give you benediction. So then she agreed. In other words, actually the Ganges came just to get the association of devotees. And she's taking the austerity of taking the sins of non-devotees just to get the association of devotees. So calls this mercy. Prabhupada went there and bathed in the Ganges here in Mayapur. So when this Maharaj Bhagi, she said, when I go on the earth, I'll simply splatter everywhere. So how will I be taken down? So Bhagi said, Maharaj Bhagi said, I will dig a root with my chariot. Dig a riverbed so that you can come down. So Maharaj Bhagi was going furiously, one side, the other side, moving in the Ganges, millions and billions of, you know, kuseks, tons of water flowing behind, right from the heavenly planets, gushing. And he's moving just with the entire Ganges. When he gets to Mayapur Dam, suddenly, boom, the Ganges stopped. Please, you didn't go all the way to the ocean bed. He was doing a whole worship of the Ganges, trying to find out why he wasn't the Ganges moving. Then she appeared to him and revealed that I'm staying here until Gaur Purnima day, which is this coming, because that is the day of the appearance of my Lord Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Then I'll go on. So I said, today, this is really going to be tough today. Anyone who bathes in the Ganges from this Mayapur side gets pure love for Krishna. But the government has passed a law that you can't bathe in the Ganges. Except at certain places. They're announcing it every day because one calamity was there already. So, good luck. There's a will, there's a way. Huh? Well, you could have someone go down and get a bucket, I guess, and sprinkle. That happened millions of years ago, or thousands of years, millions of years ago, when the Ganges first came. Of course, all the demigods were coming and offering prayers to Lord Chaitanya in the womb, unseen, to all but a few fortunate, glorifying Lord Chaitanya. Then, of course, they saw lunar eclipse was there. All the people were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, the whole world was filled with the chanting of the holy names. Then all the demigods came, demigoddesses came as villagers in disguise to see Lord Chaitanya in his baby roop, baby form, and they offered their worship unto him. That continues on until tomorrow when there's Jagannath Misram Utsav, where there's also a big feast which is given by Jagannath Misra to all of these Brahmins who are coming, who are including many demigods and goddesses. When Lord Chaitanya appeared, there were dundumi drums beating in heaven. There were celestial flowers poured down. There were all auspiciousness everywhere with the holy names abounding. These are some of the highlights. So let us worship Srila Prabhupada.